In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Everett Graham, age 79, of Louisville, a native of Marion County, died Friday in Louisville. Funeral services for Everett Graham will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. Mr. Boyce Milby, age 85, of Summersville, died Friday in Louisville. He is survived by his wife, Ethel Bernice Milby, three sons and daughters-in-law, including Boyce Philip Jr. and Wilma Milby of Summersville, one brother Roy Milby of Summersville, two sisters, Alva Morrison and Dixie Markham of Summersville, six grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Boyce Milby will be today at noon Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens, with full military honors. Memorials are suggested in the form of donations to the family fund at the funeral home. Mr. Earl Rafferty, age 88, of Campbellsville, died Saturday in Columbia. He is survived by his wife, Geneva Rafferty, one daughter, Joyce Rafferty, of Campbellsville, two granddaughters and their husbands, seven great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Earl Rafferty will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. Mr. Lawrence Junie James, Jr., age 84, of Campbellsville, died Sunday in Springfield. He is survived by two grandsons of Lexington and West Virginia, two great-grandsons, five sisters-in-law, Pat Webster, Barbara Webster, Wilma Jean Wise, Cynthia Webster, and Doyle Webster, all of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Lawrence Junie James, Jr. will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home, with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. Mrs. Barbara Coomer, age 74, of Columbia, died Saturday in Louisville after a short illness. She is survived by her husband, Norman Coomer, one daughter, Susan Willis, and her husband, Mark, of Columbia, one son, Steve Coomer, and his wife, Luann, of Columbia, five grandchildren, one brother of Louisville, one sister-in-law and her husband, B. and Harry Beard, of Columbia, special friend, Gerald Coppenhaver, of Columbia. Funeral services for Barbara Coomer will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps Macquarie Funeral Home in Columbia, with burial in the Columbia Cemetery. The family requested expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Green River Animal Shelter. Mr. Bobby Joe Atwood, age 68, of Liberty, died Sunday at Casey County Hospital. He is survived by three sons and their spouses, Randy and Glenda Atwood, Robert and Barbie Atwood, and Chris Atwood, all of Liberty, five grandchildren, four step-grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, one step-great-grandchild, three brothers of Ohio, Richmond, and Cincinnati, three sisters, including Kathleen Shanklin of Liberty and Diane Hamm of Russell Springs. Funeral services for Bobby Joe Atwood will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock at the McKinney Brown Funeral Home in Liberty, with burial in the Whited Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock this evening at the McKinney Brown Funeral Home. Mrs. Elizabeth Betty Jo Lawson, age 58, of Lebanon, died Sunday at Springview Hospital. She is survived by three sons, William D. Lawson, Jr., and James Keith Lawson, both of Lebanon, Mark Lawson of Findlay, three daughters, Tammy Jo Lawson and Gwen Lawson of Lebanon, Adrian Spaulding of Gravel Switch, five brothers of Louisville, Vine Grove, Glasgow, and E-Town, three sisters, all of Glasgow, eight grandchildren, one great-granddaughter. Funeral Mass for Elizabeth Betty Jo Lawson will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Augustine Catholic Church in Lebanon, with burial in the Ryder Cemetery. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 6:30 tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Kermit Bottom, age 75, of Campbellsville, died Sunday in Elizabethtown. He is survived by three sons and three daughters, Billy Bottom, Randall Bottom, Wanda Bottom, and Pam Colvin, all of Campbellsville, one stepson of Somerset, 17 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, three sisters of Illinois and Louisville. Cremation was chosen for Kermit Bottom. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Wednesday at the Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Maxie Henderson, age 64, of Illinois, formerly of Greene County, died Sunday. He is survived by his wife, Juanetta Burgess Henderson, one son and three daughters, all of Illinois, his mother, Lucille Judd Henderson of Greene County, three brothers, including James Henderson of Greene County, nine grandchildren. Funeral services for Maxie Henderson will be Friday morning at 10 o'clock at the Hearst Funeral Home in Madison, Illinois. For more information locally, contact the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.